ॐ नमो भगवते Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30. The title of the chapter is The Activities of the Prachetas, text number 29. Yena upasarte.
Antarhito, antarhidaye,
antarhito, antarhidaye,
satisfaction of all desires. Bhutanam. Of the living entity.
Sulakanam.
Very much fallen.
Api.
Although.
Ihatam.
Desiring many things. Antarhita. Hidden. Antar hridaye, in the core of the heart,
in the core of
kasmat, why, our Veda, he knows, not, asisha,
desires.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada,
enjoy.
When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart, although the living entity may be very insignificant. The Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? Translation responsibly, please. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion,
think of his devotee,
by that process only, for all the desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant. The Lord knows everything about the living entity.
Including all his desires.
Although we are very insignificant. Why should the Lord not know our desires? By Srila Prabhupada. A very advanced devotee does not think himself advanced. He is always very humble. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his plenary expansion as Paramatma or Super Soul, sits in everyone's heart and can understand the attitude and the desires of his devotees. The Lord also gives opportunity to the non-devotees to fulfill their desires, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mata Smritir Jnanam Apohanamscha. Whatever the living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, is noted by the Lord, who gives him a chance to fulfill his desire. If the desires of this non-devotee are fulfilled, why not those of the devotees? A pure devotee simply wants to engage in the service of the Lord without material desire. And if he wants this within the core of his heart, where the Lord is situated, and if he is ulterior motive, why should the Lord not understand? If a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord If a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord or to the Archa Vigraha, the form of the Lord, all his activities prove successful because the Lord is present within his heart and understand his sincerity. Thus, if a devotee with all confidence goes on discharging the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will ultimately attain success.
So it's Sachetas having darshan of Lord Vishnu, and they are glorifying, they are praying to Lord in various ways. And today in this verse, they are saying, the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee. By that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. So this is the position of the Lord. He is always situated within the heart. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam yeko bohunam yo vidadati kama. He is one
singular living entity is supplying the needs of all the living, it's plural. Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetanam, Yego Bahunam, Yo Vidadati Kama. So he fulfills the desires of all the living entities. The living entity has only one capacity that living entity can desire. That is the only thing we have. We don't have any capacity, any other thing we have. We don't know how to execute, we don't know how to perform this activity, we don't know. That is the nature of the living entity, is like that, is dependent on the Lord. The Lord knows that. So that's why he is situated within the heart as a Paramatma, and he gives the knowledge, and he gives the forgetfulness, and he gives the moments. Krishna says, Prabhupada quotes in this Bhagavad Gita sloka, Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto mattah smriti jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyo vedanta krita veda vidyeva chaham. Lord is situated within the heart of all the living entities. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto mattah smriti jnanam apohanamscha. From me only comes knowledge, forgetfulness and memory. Lord only has to give the knowledge. Because when the living entity changes the body, he forgets everything. So whenever the body is changed, we forget everything. And then we don't know what is our thing. And so the Lord as a Paramatma situated, and then he is giving the guidance. He is reminding you, oh, this is the thing, this is what you are supposed to do. This is the, this, if you keep on continuing to do it this way, then you will be elevated. If you keep on doing it the other way, then you will be more degraded. So Lord is giving constantly, constant reciprocation is that. It is not that, that Srila Prabhupada says here, it is not like only advanced devotees have constant reciprocation. For every devotee, anybody who is in this world, so they are constantly, Lord is trying to help the person. This is the Lord's magnanimity. It's the Lord's magnanimity. Lord, out of his kindness, he is giving the facility. Actually, the Lord does not want the living entity to suffer in this material world. That is his fatherly affection. Any father or any mother does not want the children to suffer in this world. They themselves will put them into some difficulty, but they will see to that my son or my daughter, they are not suffering. So if it is ordinary mother and father, if you can have this feeling, how much the Supreme Lord will have? Supreme Lord has a feeling, Vatsalya. And he's like a Bhakta, that's why he's called Bhakta Vatsala. He's very Bhakta Vatsala because he is so much inclined towards the living entity that he wants to give an opportunity for the living entity to come back home, back to Godhead. But our unfortunate situation is we are so obstinate, we are so stubborn that we want to hang around here only. Even though there is the Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Adi Atmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Devi, all the kleshas are there, I don't want to give up this material. I want to hang around here. So this is so that is why Lord is like he's making all the arrangements. He's like his brain is always constantly thinking how to engage this fellow, how to make this fellow come back to senses. So that is why he personally comes. Personally sometimes he comes also and he performs these wonderful leelas so that the mind can be captivated towards him. So he comes personally and he sends his representative, he gives the literature, and also he is situated within the heart always as a Paramatma. And then any minute he is waiting. When the living entity is going to turn face towards him, he is ready to give guidance. But the only problem is like he keep on giving guidance and then we keep on rejecting the guidance. So this is what the things are not working. He is giving guidance to everyone. So that is why it's a Lord out of his natural compassion for the living entity. He does not want the living entities to suffer here. He canvasses also. He's like a travel agent. Like he come back to Malaysia, come back to Thailand or something. And say to Krishna, say, Nadadbhasayate suryo na sasanko na pavakah yadhyatva nivartante tadbham paramam hama. He say, come back to my abode. There is no need of moon, no need of sun, no need of electricity, no need of all these problems. So you don't have to have these issues. So you come back to me and enjoy life with me. That is what he is saying. He has come as avatar. He has come here to canvas. What are you doing here? Why are you suffering here? Come back to me. You can enjoy life. Huh? life with me happily, Sachidananda. So you can enjoy life with me. That is what Lord's mission is. So that is why he is trying to encourage the living entities to come back to him. To that effect, he makes all the arrangements. All the arrangements. That's why when the devotee desires, so that's here Prachetas is saying, the living entities desire, whatever the desire may be, the Lord only, this is like a divine desire, and this is like a man proposes and God disposes. We can propose, this is what thing is. But the Lord is not like a, willing everything, whimsically he will fulfill the desire. No, that is also important actually. Sometimes when devatas, when you go and worship the devatas, you follow a prescribed rule, prescribed regulation, you do something and then whatever the result they have to give. They are duty bound to give this. But the Lord is very, very merciful. He will not give us something which is going to make us mad. We already are mad in the material world. He is not going to give us something which is going to entangle us more and more in the material world. He won't. If a devotee is sincere, that is why it is very, very important. We are not asking anyone to stop the desire. That is not possible. Buddha's philosophy is desire is the cause of sorrow. So what is the solution? Get rid of the desire. So that desire, getting rid of the desire is not possible. Instead, the Lord's formula is purify the desire. We see in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj how it happens. Dhruva Maharaj had, when he started devotional service, he started like Anya, Vilashita, Sunyam. No, not like that. He wanted a kingdom bigger than his great grandfather's kingdom. He wanted that. But he had one thing, he had a great determination. I wanted to see God. So when the living entity has the determination, yes, I want to see God, for whatever be your purpose, okay, you may want to ask God something or you want to worship Him, whatever it may be, you have a determination to see God, so Lord sees the desire. No, you want to see me? Yes, I am giving you the facility. Narada Muni is coming. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All these things, formula, everything is given. So that end of the day, in 6 months, he performed all the austerities and he has a darshan of the Lord. He is so much enthusiastic, so much enlivened, and then Lord asks him, my dear Dhruva, what do you want? Dhruva says, no, I was looking for a broken piece of glass. I got a jewel of your association. I do not want anything. So this is the beauty. See, that's why, but Lord, okay, no, Dhruva, you don't want anything, okay, no, go back home. That's it. No, Lord didn't do that. Because this is the beauty. Because Lord is so wonderful. Yes, my devotee, even though he started in the beginning with some material desire, but he got association of Narada Muni, he chanted all the names, and then he had got my darshan. Now he is completely purified, he does not want anything, but I am not going to leave him high and dry. Yes, he wanted something, but I will give him much more than that. So much more than that. I will give you this Sutala Prasa. So this is Dhruva Loka. I will give you Dhruva Dhruva Loka, where you will enjoy life like anything. And not only that, this is a special benediction. You will enjoy life and then the material nature will not touch you. So this is a beauty. That's why it's Srimad Bhagavatam is giving whatever may be akama, sarvakama, bhamoksha kama, dharati, tivrena, bhakti yoga, ijeta purusha. This is our special credit for us. Because if Lord is saying whether you have desire or you have no desire or you have desire for moksha, whatever may be, still you tivrena bhakti yoga, you worship the Lord tivrena with determination, with one minded focus to worship the Lord, then those things will be fulfilled. So this is the beauty. And it is applicable to everyone. Nobody is barred. Krishna does not bar anyone. Anybody can take up this process. Anybody. So that's why the purport Srila Prabhupada says here, even the neophyte devotees. Lord does not see, because Lord does not see whether the neophyte or very advanced. Because Lord, yeah, he reciprocates, but the thing is, the Lord is very, very merciful. Even somebody starting the process, for them also, there is a reciprocation with the Lord. That is why, when the devotees, they come, and then they get so much enthusiastic.
enthusiastic, because it's not like if you keep on doing some routine activity and if there is no ruchi, if there is no reciprocation, how can you continue? You can just even see from a material point of view, what is the motivation for the devotees actually? If the devotees, they keep on coming, having darshan, chanting Hare Krishna, performing all these things, and they are getting a ruchi, there is a taste is there. Without the taste, they will not be able to continue that. So that is the test. Who is giving the test? God is giving. God is giving the test. God is giving the understanding. Mata smrtir, jnanam, apoham. Krishna situated within the heart. He gives. Yes, we want to do that. Yes, I am giving the understanding. So all these things. So he gives the association. He will give you all the things he puts in place for the devotee so that he can make advancement. So that is Lord's out of this is compassion for the living entity. So here Srila Prabhupada says here, advanced devotee, very advanced devotee does not think himself advanced. This is the nature of the devotee is that always he feels like he is very, very far. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sikshashtaka says, Trinatapi Sunichena Sarodevi Sahishnuna Amanena Maradena Kirtaniya Sada. It always thinks like that. Devotee does not think that now I am very advanced, now I can have a very direct relationship with Krishna. No. He always thinks, no, I am very, very fallen. My claim is first, like all the acharyas are saying. I am dukkhi, like a very, so many slokas, so many songs, Narottam Das Thakur saying, I am dukkhi, you are sukhi. I am come to you because I am dukkhi, you are sukhi, so please give me so I can also become happy in the spiritual life. So all the acharyas, they put themselves in this condition. This is like a, we are, they always consider them very, very humble. Because in that state only, we can perform devotional service. Because if we think we are at advance, we are very, very elevated, then there is always a pride is there. Like, oh, I am like a, this is the royal we, like a, we are separate. We are not separate. We are also struggling actually. We are also struggling. So by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, we are able to understand this. At least we are able to understand it and try to follow the process. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says a very advanced devotee does not think some advanced. He is always very humble. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His plenary expansion as Paramatma or Super Soul sits in everyone's heart and can understand the attitude and desires of his devotee. Actually, we can hide from anyone else. Like, this person I can hide, that person I can put up a show, I can put up a show here, show there. But you can't put a show for Krishna because he is situated within the heart. He just sees the desire level only he can see. He can see that. So that's why it is a lesson, also it's a warning for us also that we have to be truthful to him. Because I may be just like a thing, I can fool around, I can muck around, all these things, I can do this, duplicity, all these things. But the thing is, Krishna knows exactly what is our motive, why we have come here, what is our purpose here. So that is why we have to purify. So because everybody has some motive, but only thing is, when we engage in devotional service, and without any motivation, without any interruption, at least we can start practicing that way, Krishna will purify. He is situated within the heart and he sees the sincerity. Like that's what we sing, the Shinvatam Swataha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanam Hridayam Tastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhutsatam. On the Hridaya, in the heart, there are a lot of Abhadra. All the unwanted things are there. All the Abhadras are there. That only stop us understanding who we are, who God is, and what is our relationship with God. So that is stopping us. We think we are separate, something is separate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we are not separate. We are Jivera Sarupoye, Krishna Nitya Das. We are eternal servant of Krishna. And then if we understand that position and we start following the process, then Krishna is there. Krishna is watching everything. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Anu Upadrashta, Anu Mantascha, Varta Bhokta Mesha. So he is watching everything. It's not like a Upadrashta. Drishta means seeing, Upadrishta, he is sitting there and watching, and he is Anumanta, he is permitter, he is overseer, and he is a permitter. Prabhupada says that sloka, Upadrishta Anumantascha Bhakta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatma Ki Chati Yukto Dehi Sri Purushapara. So he says, he is Upadrishta. Okay. उपद्रष्ट अनुमंतस्य भक्ता भोक्ता महेश्वर परमात्मे की चापी युक्त देहि स्वी पुरुष पर yet in this body there is another a transcendental enjoyer who is the lord the supreme proprietor who exists as overseer and permitter and he is known as the super soul paramatma so he is there to guide the living entities he is there his guidance is always there it's not like he never forsakes So this is like they say, God forsaken place. There is nothing like God forsaken place. God is always there to help, provided we are ready to take it. Prabhupada says in the purport of that sloka, this is the 13th chapter, 23, verse 23. It is stated here that the super soul who is always, which is the individual soul, is the representation of the Supreme Lord. He is not an ordinary living entity. Because the monoist philosophers take the knower of the body to be one, they think that there is no difference between the super soul and the individual soul. To clarify this, the Lord says that he is represented as the Paramatma in every body. He is different from the individual soul. He is para, transcendental. The individual soul enjoys the activities of a particular field, but the super soul is present not as a finite enjoyer, nor as one taking part in the bodily activities, but as a witness, a overseer, permitter, and supreme enjoyer. So he is not situated like that, and he is ready to give guidance. So this is a this position, and Prabhupada says continues here, whenever a living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, he noted by the Lord. The desires are noted. That is why the living entity has one capacity if he can desire. Yes, I want to serve the Lord, or I want to go away from the Lord. Because even for you go away from the Lord also, you need Lord's mercy. And Lord only has to give perfectfulness, then only you can go away from the Lord. If Lord doesn't give you the perfectfulness, you will never go away from So, even if somebody's help went up, yes, I just want to go away. So then, Lord, okay, I gave you all this, but still you want to go away? Then what can you do? But still, he's saying, somewhere he will come and remind us. The devotees will come and remind us, even if you go away also. Sometimes they say, sometimes they go in the street and they are a little bit dejected. No? Somebody else out of the room will come, hey, suppose devotee is supposed to be happy. Where is this coming from? Lord is making the arrangement. Lord is very, very tricky also. He is like a, he does not want, because you have rendered some devotional service, Lord does not want you to live high and dry in the material world. Somehow you will fall. This is Chitta. You will fall and he will try to lift you. But we have to cooperate also. It's not like you can't just say like a, I will keep on falling down and you keep on pitching up. Yeah, he will try. He will keep on trying. He's not going to give up actually. Unless you give up, he is not going to give up. And you can't give up also, eventually he will hold you. But he is making all the arrangements. He is making all the arrangements for the living entity to return back and back to God. So now we have to understand, if a person is taking that much care, is it not fair for myself? I should take a little bit care, little bit. That's what Krishna asks. Krishna doesn't ask anything big sun or moon. He is just saying like that. Prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. It is more actually, even though it's not a one-to-one equation. You take a little bit step and Krishna takes over. His desire for us to be in the spiritual world is more than our desire to go back home back to God. We don't have our desire is very, very dumb, dull, very little desire only. His desire is very, very heavy. That's when he just attracts us like a magnet, like it just attracts us. So Prabhupada says here, why, so he is saying, if the devotees of the, so if these desires of the non-devotees are fulfilled, why not those of the devotees? Krishna doesn't distinguish. Krishna does not distinguish between this one and that one. But as a Paramatma, he is like, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I am equal to, I do not envy anyone, I am not partial to anyone. But Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshasya namkriya e bhajanti tu maam bhaktya. My bhakta, I am very, very special. Because this is like acharyas are explaining, as a Paramatma feature, he is equal to everyone. But a Bhagavan, yes, he is distinguished. Dushkriti, Sukriti, he sees also.
Krishna sees the difference also. So he sees everybody is necessity God fulfills, but if somebody completely surrenders to him, then Krishna takes special care. There is nothing wrong in that. Srila Prabhupada says it is very natural. A father has maybe 5 sons or 10 sons, okay, and then father will look after the needs of all the sons. He's not going to distinguish over you are not going to get something, you are not going to. Yeah. But if somebody is like a very, very obedient and then fulfills all order, father has a soft karma for the person. That is natural. So the same way Lord also, as a Bhagavan, so he has a natural affection for the living entity, and then he tries to give. Not that he tries to give and then he lets the living entity select. So Lord is always, he does not take away the free will. Lord does not take away the free will any point in time. So that is why it's the whole Bhagavad Gita Lord spoke actually. Whole Bhagavad Gita he spoke, and finally also he says, "Iditegnam agyatam bhukhya bhukhyatamam maya vimrshye asheshena yetechasi tatapu." So he says, the whole Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter end, he is saying, Arjuna, I have spoken everything, all the details I have given, now deliberate on it and then do as you want to do. So Lord still has a, so if I am reading 18th chapter, Arjuna can still say, no, I just want to go away the other way. Lord is not going to do anything. Because he wants to give the living entity has a minute independence, minute free will is there. So the God has granted the free will and he wants the living entity to exercise the free will. The free will we can exercise by doing this. Yes, Krishna. Yes. Karishya Vachanam Tava. So then he says, Karishya. Yes, my Lord, I understood this. I will do as you say. So that is the conclusion the living entity has to come to. That is for the conclusion. Because if the living entity comes to that conclusion, then his life is successful. No, I don't want to surrender to you. I am just like a Duryodhana and all the other parties. So they just answered everything. Everything, practical things. To avoid the war, he gave all the direction. He went as a peace messenger. Everything he did. But no, they were adamant. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. That's it. The war became inevitable. And then all these things happen. So that's why Krishna gives the living, never forces the living entity. Yes, the material nature will force. Material nature will give you all kind of situation and to vacate this place. But Krishna wants to, we ourselves have to make a decision. We have to, on our own free will, we want to make a decision. Not that, okay, somebody said that is why I am going. No, we don't want to. So that is what Krishna's special teaching as a Paramatma, and he is there to give guidance. And whenever we are ready to get guidance, Krishna is ready to guide us. As long as we are ready to get guidance. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, if a pure devotee simply wants to engage in the service of the Lord without material desire, and if he wants this within the core of the heart where the Lord is situated, and if he is without ulterior motive, why should the Lord not understand? Yes.
Lord understand, definitely not understand. Because especially he fulfills the desires of everyone, especially if some devotee wants to serve him without any motivation, without any interruption, then he becomes very happy. That is why he is saying in Bhagavad Gita, he says towards the in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Tesham evam kampartam aham ajnana chantamah nasayami atma bhavasto jnana dipena bhasvata. So Krishna is like a Tesha eva anukampartam. He is giving the compassion. He is like a situated within the heart. Tesham evam kampartam aham ajnana chantam. I remove the darkness, born of ignorance. So Krishna makes that. Then he says, Tadami Buddhi Yogananda. He gives the intelligence by which we can come back to me. So God has a plan for us actually. It's not that God has a, so that is why Srila Prabhupada explains in the whole purport, the Lord is like in all circumstances, he is ready to guide the devotee. All circumstances, he is making arrangement, he is doing this, he is doing that. And also he will see to that we are successful. Yes, he sees to that we are successful in that also. With how? Because he will give association, he will give the knowledge, he will give the power. Everything is made up. So that way the devotee is going back home, back to God, and it is his own. तेषां एवानुगम पार्थम अहम अज्ञानजन्तमः नाशयामि आत्मभावस्तो ज्ञानदीपेन भास्वत. एंड बिफोर दैट ही सेइंग तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धियोगं. सो दिस इज लाइक सो आवर ड्यूटी इज सततयुक्तानां. वी वांट टू constantly remember, constantly render devotional service without any motivation, without any interruption. If we do that, then God says, I will take over your life. In Arjuna's case, he completely took over. He completely orchestrated Arjuna's life. Completely. He took over everything. I just become a chariot driver and then I will guide you directly. Everywhere. With otherwise, consider the situation of Arjuna compared to Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, all these great, great fighters. And then in comparison to them, Arjuna is like a very, very insignificant compared to them in the kind of prowess. But the main prowess in Arjuna's side is Krishna. But Krishna is situated in the chariot. So he is protected, he is giving all the guidance, all the directions. So that is why and the living entity wants Krishna and Krishna is ready to fulfill the desire. So that's why Prachetas are asking, he is fulfilling the desire of all the living entity. Even the non-devotee's desire is also fulfilled. Why Krishna will not understand the desire of the living? So that is why the living entity desires, the devotee desires, pure devotional service. God is more than happy to fulfill them. Yes, you want this, take it. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, all the great, great devotees, they didn't want anything to for their material motive. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he said, no, I do not want to do business with you. I am already born in a demoniac family. Don't tempt me, Lord, with material desires or material opulence. They never wanted. But Lord knows, okay, so you as a, you have a kshatriya, you have to perform your duty, so you are giving the thing. Like Bali Maharaj, we have been hearing Bali Maharaj's story. Yes, Bali Maharaj, he usurped the position of Indra. He usurped the position of Indra. And then Bali Maharaj, and then Vamanadeva comes, and then he kind of gives him a proper lesson for Bali Maharaj. So that's not, okay, that's not finished yet. And then he took away everything from Bali Maharaj. He just bowed him also. And then sometimes people see this, oh, your Lord is very unfair. He is a poor guy, he just gave three steps of land, you took two and then he completely arrested him and everything. No, sometimes people see from an external point of view, they see that. But what God gave him back is so much. He said, I gave you a Sutala planet. It is as good as Vaikuntha. And then you stay there with all your grandfather, all your family members. And then when this thing is finished, next Manvantara, the next period, you become Indra. He wanted to become Indra. He wanted to usurp the position of Indra. Okay. Now, you wanted to usurp the position. No, don't worry about that. I will give you the Indra position. You come back. The next Indra is Bali Maharaj. Becomes Indra there. So you have a desire and then by worshipping the Lord, your desire is also fulfilled and pure devotion is also awarded. So what this is like a win-win situation. Your desire is also fulfilled and then desire and also pure devotion is also given. And at the end you are going back home back to God. Who will like refuse this offer? So that is why our position is very, very safe.
Srila Prabhupada says here, if a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord unto the Archa Vigraha, the forms of the Lord, all his activities prove successful because the Lord is present within his heart and understands his sincerity.
That is why we have to show our sincerity to the Lord. Hey Lord, because I want to be serious, I want to be sincere. We don't have to go and put us badge, I am sincere, and then you show. No, that is not needed actually. We have to show our sincerity, our days with the Lord. Even we may be doing anything, we may be doing little service, we may be doing big service, we may be doing that service or maybe this service. Doesn't matter. Whatever we are doing, that there is an equation between the Lord and the living. Yes, I have to show the sincerity to the Lord. I don't have to put a show thinking that I am this devotee, I am a great devotee, this or that. That is not going to help in any way actually. Because what is going to be helpful is that, yes, we open our heart to the Lord. Lord, please, I am struggling here in the material world. Please give me a little bit of mercy so that I just continue this seva, continue this process, continue chanting Hare Krishna,
So actually this way we open our heart, we show our sincerity, and in all this is like then when we say render service to the Lord in that mood, in that sincerity, then it becomes very, very easy. The Lord becomes attracted. That is what all the Pandavas, they attracted the Lord, all the gopis, they attracted the Lord, all these great devotees, how they could attract the Lord? Not because of anything else, not because of the beauty, not because of their wealth, not because of the high parentage, high birth, nothing. Because they have unalloyed devotion to the Lord. Lord, you are my protector, you are already doing everything. Now, just let me render. Actually, Lord does not need our service, actually. One sense, what is our service to the Lord? Now Sahasra Lakshmis are serving the Lord. Our service is very insignificant actually. One sense it is insignificant. The other sense is very significant because Lord, see, from his point of view, it is very significant. Because you are the living entity, you are doing this. I am accepting that. The Lord is accepting. But from our side, that's why when we do this, that's why Srila Prabhupada assures here. This is an assurance from Srila Prabhupada. He says here, if a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord or to the Akshaya Vigraha, the form of the Lord, all his activities prove successful because the Lord is present within the heart and understands his sincerity. Lord understands his sincerity. Lord is situated as a Paramatma within and a spiritual master externally. So this is like a Antarbahi. So he is inside there and outside he is situated as a Paramatma, inside as a Paramatma, outside as a spiritual master. The instructions of the spiritual master. So there is, see, Lord sometimes may not be able to, will not be speaking to us because of our situation, condition situated, but that is a spiritual master is there. Sometimes, how Lord is pleased? How will we know? Sometimes people ask this question. How will Lord will be pleased? We know the spiritual master is pleased. When the devotees are pleased, automatically that is an indication that the Lord is pleased. So the Lord may not come and say, yes, today I am pleased with you. You may not have that type of thing. He may say also, not that we should not write off that way. Lord may say that also if you want. He can reciprocate like that. But if the general way is when Lord reciprocates through his duties, and the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Lord, so he gives that.
And thus, if a devotee with all confidence goes on discharging the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will ultimately attain success.
So this is nothing like this. It's a win-win situation. Yes, success will come. We don't have to think that, oh, will that happen? Or Prahlad Maharaj will Lord Vasa Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Amarish Maharaj. No, he must be merciful to all of us actually. Otherwise, Swami Prabhupada will say, all of us, Lord will be merciful. Lord will be merciful. I perform devotional service and slowly, steadily, I'll perform slowly. We have this purification there. So I will perform unmotivated, try to perform unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. The Lord will be pleased. Then Lord's complete reciprocation, complete mercy is for us also. So it's a special mercy of the Lord, and the purchasers are praying for that. And anyway, they are going to say that, okay, we don't want anything material, boon or anything. So that is the natural nature of the devotee. Is when he has darshan of the Lord, he completes it, he is purified, he does not want anything material. He just, what is the use of all the broken pieces of glass? I got the jewel of your association, like Dhruva Maharaj said, and also Prahlad Maharaj and all other big Mahachans they have said. So that is what the end result is, like when we perform good devotional service, all these things, all the anarthas in the heart are completely rectified, and then we want only devotion to the Lord in the core of the heart. So that will be really pleasing to the Lord. Like pleasing to us, and that is pleasing to the Lord. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Atoksade Ahaituki Apratihata. That only will satisfy the Atma. Because if we have some motive, something we have to get from the Lord, then there will be a little bit of disturbance. It's not like a pure devotee. This is like when we have unmotivated, uninterrupted devotion, if we seek from that Lord, then that will give real satisfaction for the Atma.
So that's Prabhupada says that this will be ultimate, we will attain ultimate success if we follow this prescription, that devotee with all confidence goes on discharging the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will ultimately attain success.
Stop here. There is any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, mic.
Right, thank you very much. It was very nice on many different levels. And the small concern is, as living entities, we desire like at a phenomenal rate, like a lot of desires.
Yes.
So, especially when desire, and not now we're Krishna conscious, but before, and even consciousness is changing also all the time. So, desires and grace and anarthas, especially, they're on good. But based on what you're saying, the Lord will fulfill it in such a way that somehow it's engaged in devotion.
Yeah, see, Lord will fulfill the desire, but there is also but then. Lord will do, but we have to deserve for that also. See, Lord will see that also. It's like the other day I was talking, I just want to, I also want to become a president of a country. I want to become a president of a country. But I have to have the, whatever the duspriti or supriti has to be there. President is not easily to become a president of a country. So, yeah, but if you don't have that, then you will be in the constant touch with the president. But not as a president, you will be sitting as a bug in that country. The desire will be fulfilled. But not the way you want the desire to be fulfilled. See, sometimes we have a desire, for example, Krishna has given the human form so that we can understand the self-realization, who am I, and still I engage myself in all the animalistic activities. So then Krishna, out of his kindness, he said, I gave you this body, human form of life, so that you can make advancement. But you are bent upon doing this, so I will give you an animal body, so you can, your desire is also going to be fulfilled. You want to eat like that, you want to drink like that, you want to do like that, yeah, I will fulfill the desire, but not as a thing, but as an animal. So that way you won't get any karma also. By the way, you won't get any karma, because the tiger eats a goat, there is no karma for the tiger. But a human being eats, then he gets karma. So, yes, the Lord will fulfill that, because the Lord will fulfill the desire, but it's not Lord whimsically, that's why Lord whimsically doesn't fulfill the desire. But we also, we perform, assume in our conditioned state we are performing some activity, but we may not immediately assume that we are like Goswamis, and so that may not happen. Eventually we follow the process, and then one day we will all become pure devotees, there's no doubt about that. But the thing is that we should understand that material desires, like we whatever the desires we may have, without Lord's sanction, the desire will not be fulfilled. That is period. Because Krishna says that all the desires are ultimately fulfilled by me alone. Krishna says that. But it's not like a Lord will not fulfill any desire and every desire. Because he will fulfill based on our, what is our, this thing, desire, and then whether we deserve it also. If we don't deserve it, then Lord will purify. This is like a Dhruva Maharaj's case. Dhruva Maharaj, he had a desire. But what happened was, he got so much purified by performing devotional service. Then Lord said that, yes, I will give you that. Because Lord sees, what is the big difficulty for Lord to give one Sukala planet to one person and one Dhruva Loka to another person? It's nothing. Because millions of planets are the Lord can give. But Lord wants to see whether you will become, you are going to do this thing. Then see, like for example here, your father is a very big millionaire. Okay, he's not, if you are going to run, like run around like a vagabond, he's not going to give you a whole key for your estate or property. He's not going to give. He knows that if I give this, you are going to completely ruin this actually. So when he will give, when you became serious, when you become steady, when you become fixed, then the same way Lord also, Lord does not want to give us something which will become put into more entanglement. Already we are entangled, and we give you some, so Lord will not do that. But first he will purify the desire, he will make you understand, and then he will give you something, then you will be fixed here also, and then once you finish your material duties, then you are ready to go back to God. So that is the way, the Lord's technique of fulfilling the desire is this actually. He will fulfill the desire, but you fulfill the desire in such a way, you are purified, and then you get the final, ultimate result also, you will see to it. That's the understanding.
Thank you.
Also today is very special.
return Ratha Yatra is in Jagannath Puri. So that's very interesting pastimes are there. Maybe some other time we can discuss that. And also today is Ekadesi, especially in Patarpur. Patarpur is called Ashani Ekadesi. It's a lot of pilgrims. They go and have darshan of Lord Vittal Bhagavan, Panduranga Vittal. So they have darshan. So many people from villages, they walk 100, 200 miles, they just yatra, and their aim is they just want to have darshan of the Lord. That is a special occasions today. So just to meditate on those occasions. Ratha Yatra, Lord Ratha, we had Ratha Yatra, and now Lord is going back to the temple. He was there in the Gundi Chayamandir, and now from his. We had a past time here at Panchami where Mother Lakshmi becomes very angry that the Lord is outside and we start returning back, and then, so all these past times are there. So he's, and now Lord is returning back to the temple, so going back to the temple. So that's called the return Ratha Yatra. So it's happening today.
So what is the significance of today's Ekadasi, Prabhu?
Today?
Significance of today's Ekadasi.
Today's Ekadasi, our worship is saying, our Gaudiya Sampradaya is called Sayana Ekadasi. But the same thing, see, there also is Ekadasi only, but they call Ashadi Ekadasi in Pandharpur in Maharashtra. So they, all the pilgrims, they walk miles and miles. It's not like just 200, 300 miles. They start 1 month before only, they keep on walking the Yatra, Dindi Yatra. Varkari Yatra. So they go and then they go and have darshan of Panduranga Vittal. Panduranga Vittal is Krishna. Krishna standing in this form, like a keeping hand. So that's a very wonderful pastime. So it's today I saw if there is some YouTube, there is some devotees are speaking on that. If you have more interest, you can listen to them.
Please share
with
the group.
Yeah, I'll send that information. Thank you. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय।
गोपाल।